A showdown in the Lone Star State over history and how it's taught. Here's CNN's national correspondent, Gary Tuchman.
The people on the Texas Board of Education are not professional historians, but that doesn't stop them from controversial and confident pronouncements.
There would be those who would say, you know, automatically say the reason for the Civil War was over slavery. No, it was over states' rights.
Most of the board members are conservative, and they're on the verge of changing social studies teaching standards in Texas. For example, students will soon be discussing whether the separation of church and state is a legitimate historical concept. That's the kind of debate board member Don McElroy wants to see.
Is there such a thing as the separation of church and state?
There is such a thing as the First Amendment. The First Amendment's been interpreted lately by judges a different way.
Right, no state-sponsored religion, but what do you think about the phrase separation of church and state?
It's really been abused. It's swung way out of kilter, is my personal view.
People pushing for the new curriculum say it will dwell more on the positive in America and less on the negative. Biblical values will be highlighted more. Free enterprise will be emphasized. The term capitalism, which sometimes has negative connotations, not so much. And yes, when it comes to the Civil War, discussions about states' rights.
The board does this review every decade. The initial recommendations come from educators and historians. All agree their recommendations have never been changed this much.
And that has left many in the public who have come out to these hearings disenchanted.
Your actions have produced a series of curriculum standards which undermine the importance of multiculturalism and respect for alternative viewpoints, foundations upon which America's society and democracy have been built. Our siblings should learn that America is not just a Christian nation.
But many Texans are very pleased.
I want to thank you for the work you do for the children of Texas and for the children in the other 49 states. You are a truly unique group of elected servants of the great state of Texas.
More than 200 Texans were on a list to testify about their feelings. The testimony went late into the night on Wednesday, finally ending just before the stroke of midnight after 14 hours. Some of the comments went beyond the scope of the debate and were quite derogatory.
I need to tell you that Islam is coming and Islam brings death. So I say, repent, America, repent.
The one Muslim member of the board told the man not only was what he was saying irrelevant, but it was also hateful.
I think it was very insulting to our population and everybody that we represent.
But not one other board member, Republican or Democrat, complained about it. Gary Tuchman, CNN,